Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the latest installment of the Ropes and Gray Alumni Podcast. I'm Christina Bergeron, a partner in the Healthcare Practice Group, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Eric Yeces, Chief Legal Officer and General Counsel of LifeMD, a publicly traded telehealth company that provides its patients with access to comprehensive virtual healthcare through its vertically integrated digital care platform and 50-state-affiliated medical group. About 10 years ago, Eric was practicing at Ropes and Gray as an IP litigation associate. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today. And congratulations on your recent promotion to Chief Legal Officer. That's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's start talking about your transition from law firm life to LifeMD. What attracted you to LifeMD?
Yeah, I mean, the transition was a bit unsolicited. I had an extended family member who was an investor, and it was then called Conversion Labs, and said, "Look, I'm getting involved with this company. I know what you do, I know what they need. I know there's some concentric circles here. I'm not sure how much of overlap there is, but I think you might make a nice match." And, at the time, I'd been practicing for about 16 years. It's all going well, and but in the same respect, looking for something new. And this seemed to be an interesting opportunity to go talk to a company and come in as the first attorney. An opportunity to be a publicly traded company. And what they were really looking for was a compliance officer. And I felt I could do that. And I sold them on the general counsel role as well. So I joined as general counsel and chief compliance officer. And my thought was, well, if nothing else, I'm going to get a lot of experience very quickly in a world that is a bit different than mine, albeit familiar.
Can you describe for us sort of what your day-to-day is like or what a typical day is like at LifeMD?
It's very unpredictable because there's a lot of needs coming across the breadth of the company. And so you never know where that most important action item is coming from. So you have a list of to-dos and then the day happens. What I can say is it's streaky. So for example, towards the end of last year, I spent my time working for a few weeks collaboratively with our head of business development, doing deal work, and we announced a major collaboration agreement with the partner. And so that was sort of round the clock, fast, intense, similar to going to trial, let's say, as far as intensity. And then this past week or two, with, let's say, some transitions in our HR department, I'm in the weeds of performance review structure and creation and 401k benefits and all these things that aren't typically something you think you'd be doing. And there's also the classic dispute resolutions and whether there's a litigations or arbitrations or this, that, and the other thing. So it's kind of all over the place. What I can say is there's never a lack of things to do.
How was it transitioning from, working on sort of IP-centric matters to then having to work on sort of a variety of different legal topics?
It was challenging because you were looked to by all as the final sort of in-house word of advice on everything. And being the first, attorney at a company at the time, I was employee 20 something, now we're over 250, I think. You have ultimate responsibility both on, the legal and compliance side. So you want to be thoughtful in that advice because you want the people to keep coming back to you to seek it. So, in the same respect, you need to be honest about what you know and what you don't know and be willing to go figure it out. So, what that all leads to, which I enjoy, is helping to solve or even avoid problems, working to, open new opportunities, all while trying to keep it simple, especially in a growing, tech company. Without having prior in-house counsel of any sorts, you want to just break it down and find the pathway forward in the simplest way possible. So that's what I try to do.
Was there any sort of experience you had while at Ropes and Gray or subsequent law firms that you think really translated well into this role and that really sort of helped you succeed?
Yeah, well, it wasn't everything I do. Pharmaceutical patent litigation forces you to think creatively. Whether you're on the branded side, the generic side, or maybe it's a non-pharma suit, but you're always trying to come up with a new argument, figure out a way to respond to the other's position, and ultimately, whether it's dispute over claims, have the result turn in your favor. And it's very analogous because you're coming at some of these business problems differently than, let's say, the rest of the non-attorneys in the group. So sometimes that gives you the opportunity to see creative paths forward. And one of the most important things was to take the mentality of finding a way to yes. There are times where it's going to be no. They're not that frequent. I usually can find a way to yes to some degree. And that's what a business is looking for. You want to move forward, you don't want to stop. And if you stop, you need an alternative path to get back on the path that you were on before.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And obviously, telehealth was front and center during the pandemic. Do you attribute that to some of the rapid growth of LifeMD?
Yes and no. I mean, so LifeMD was called Conversion Labs before the name change. And I only say that because they had launched two of the vertical brands, Shapiro MD, which is hair regrowth, and Rex MD, which is men's health, in 2019, even before I arrived in late 2020. And 2020 was sort of the year of the beginning of the pandemic. So they were in place growing, but the pandemic absolutely juiced everything. It brought life to what became our new brand of LifeMD and focus on virtual primary care and weight loss being a big part of that. And, across the industry, it proved to the rest of the world and those who were skeptical that telehealth can work. It can work. It can be profitable. It can be helpful ultimately to the patient, which is really the most important thing. And, you see it just continuing to gain momentum. I'm involved, let's say, with the ATA, the American Telemedicine Association, and I'm just thinking back to the last conference in December, how many senators were at that policy conference, meaning that, it's gaining the respect and attention, not just in business, but, in government and in various other fields, because everyone is starting to realize that, there's real value added here.
Absolutely. Any advice for people who are considering a move to in-house based on your role at LifeMD and sort of what you've been able to experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to move in-house, you're going to be deeply involved with the business. So you have to be comfortable with numbers. And ideally, you love numbers because numbers are driving the business. And so when thinking about what you're working on, I always think about what is the business reason for what we're doing or what we want to do? How is this driving revenue? Let that lead you. So you want to keep that in mind because ultimately it is a business, and if you let that lead, you'll have a better relationship with those who you're working with because that's where their minds are to begin with.
Like the business is your client, so to speak.
Yeah, and but coming at it from a business perspective as opposed to just what's the legal answer, right, wrong, or I don't know, or maybe figuring out what's the business reason, what's driving the revenue. And sometimes maybe the legal issue isn't brought in the right context once you sort of think about those things and you help recenter and help to get to what that ultimate bottom line is. And so, that's important. And I think the ability to sort of get to that bottom line when, working in a company and explain it clearly and efficiently is critical. While I could sit in the office of a colleague at Ropes or other firms and debate the merits all day long about pretty much anything, that's going to be a different conversation than debating the business drivers and reasons for the
Sure.
issue that you're, involved with and helping them get to where you want to go.
Yeah, it sounds like a need for a love for strategy and seeing the big picture at times.
And speed. Everything is fast.
Yeah.
Everything is due yesterday.
Any favorite memories you'd want to share?
It's funny because it goes back to my summer program, which was summer of 2003, I think it was. And that was back, I guess, in the heyday of where there were still big blowouts as far as wining and dining and things of that nature, which was great fun. But the two more important things I'd say was I got to do real work that summer. There was appeals going on and this, that, and the other thing. And so, albeit smaller pieces, it was certainly things that were needed and mattered at the time. And then lasting relationships. I mean, when I think about that summer, here's a few examples. So Stacy Julie was one of the associate mentors to the summer program. Now she's senior VP and chief IP counsel at Teva. And then Teva became a client of mine when I was at Goodwin. And so I work with her. Shilpi Banjeri was also around the same class. And she went to Sloan Kettering and was also a client. So I got to work with her. And I was just at my son's high school, private school, and ran it to Robert Barenpour, who is another one who had interviewed me back in the day, and we're now in touch. He's at Merrill Lynch and Larry Curry at Regeneron, and on and on and on. So these people stay with you through the years, and all of those, and there's probably another 10 or 15 I could rattle off, are people I'm still in touch with one way or another over the years. So that goes to strength of a relationship. And I think you see it very much so in business, and I think you appreciate it a little bit more after the fact or later on in law firms. It's ultimately about relationships. You want to build strong relationships, you want to find good mentors, you want to figure out your area of expertise, and by keeping those relationships warm, it just leads to better results all around.
Absolutely. And a more enjoyable work environment.
Absolutely.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. It's always a pleasure to reconnect with our alums, and I know our alumni community will really appreciate the chance to hear about your experiences while at the firm and your career post Ropes and Gray. So thank you again. For all of our alumni out there, please visit the alumni website at alumni.ropesgray.com to stay up to date on our alumni and get latest news about the firm and our lawyers. Thank you so much for tuning in.